a building of grey, lichen-blotched stone, with a high central portion and two curving wings like claws of a crab thrown out on either side. One of these wings, that on our left hand, was in a complete state of disrepair, with its windows out and roof fallen in, while the center block was a little better. But the right-hand wing was comparatively modern, with three windows looking out from it onto the lawn. The end of this block was surrounded by scaffolding.
That end window, I take it, Miss Turner, belongs to your room, this one to your sister's, and the next one to Dr. Roylott's chamber.
Exactly so, but I am now sleeping in the middle one.
Pending the alterations, as I understand. Miss Turner, I wonder if you would have the kindness to go into your sister's room, open the hasp of the window, then bar the shutters.
Oh, certainly.
Holmes, there hardly seems to be any pressing need for repairs to this end wall.
No, indeed. Nor any workmen around to effect them. That is suggestive.
An excuse, perhaps?
Yes, perhaps. Ah.
Thank you, Miss Stoner. Now then. Yes. No possibility there. And no room even to get a knife blade in under the bar.
Yes.
Hinge is solid, let into the stone. My theory certainly presents some difficulties. What price gypsies now, eh, Watson? No one could pass through these shutters if they were barred. Thank you, Miss Stoner. We shall now join you inside.
It was a homely little room, with a low ceiling and gaping fireplace, after the fashion of old country houses. A brown chest of drawers stood in one corner, a narrow white counterpane bed in another, a dressing table on the left of the window, and two small wickerwork chairs. Holmes drew up one of the chairs and sat silent, while his eyes travelled round and round and up and down, taking in every detail.
That bell pull above the bed, where does it communicate to?
The housekeeper's room.
Yes, it looks newer than the other thing.
Yes, it was only put there a couple of years ago.
Your sister asked for it, I suppose?
Oh, no. I never heard of her using it. We always used to get what we wanted for ourselves.
Yes, just so, if you'll permit. How very interesting.
What, Holmes?
It's not even attached to a wire. It's merely fastened to a hook. Just above the ventilator.
How absurd. I never noticed that before.
Very strange. There are one or two very singular points about this room. For example, what a fool a builder must be to open a ventilator into another room when, with the same trouble, he might have communicated with the outside air.
That is also quite modern.
Yes, done about the same time as the bell rope.
Yes, there were one or two little changes carried out about that time.
They seem to have been of a most interesting character. Dummy bell ropes and ventilators which do not ventilate. With your permission, Miss Stoner, we shall now carry our researches into the inner apartment.
Dr. Roylott's room, though larger than that of his stepdaughter, was plainly furnished. A camp bed with an armchair beside it, a shelf full of books, a round wooden table with a single chair, and a large iron safe.
Miss Turner, what's in here?
Why, I have only seen into it once, years ago. It was full of my stepfather's papers.
Then he would not say, keep a cat in it.
A cat?
Yes, this saucer of milk lying at its side.
Oh, I see. Well, there is the cheetah, Mr. Holmes, and the baboon.
With due respect, Miss Stoner, a cheetah is a very big cat, while this is a very small saucer. However, there is one further point I should wish to determine. This chair. That is quite settled. Hello? Here is something interesting. What do you make of that, Watson?
It was a common enough whipcord dog leg.
Quite tied in a loop, though.
I could not say.
Not quite so common, then. It's a wicked world. And when a clever man turns his brain to crime, it is the worst of all. Miss Stoner, it is essential that you now follow my advice in every respect.
I shall certainly do so.
Your life may depend upon your compliance.
I am in your hands.
Then in the first place, both my friend and I must spend the night in your room.
Oh, If it is necessary...